begin the current daf, Masechtas Brachos, daf Nun Hei. We continue discussing and analyzing a statement by Rabbi Yehuda on the previous daf, which said that three things are marich yomah v'shnayis v'shladim. Three things lengthen a person's days. And they were someone that's lengthy in his davening, lengthy on the time he spends by his meal on the shulchan, and lengthy in the amount of time he spends in the Beis HaKisa in the lavatory. So the Gemara already had discussed, we discussed in the previous daf, on the top of this Amud, regarding that when one is lengthy during a Shemayna Esrei, it's only if he doesn't contemplate and he only does it, so to speak, out of the Rachmim of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what he's beseeching and having a long Shemayna Esrei, not that he's confident in his own merits. Now the Gemara continues discussing the second item, which was Bahamarach al Shachane, said that someone that's lengthy about the amount of time he spends on this table, that will lengthen his days and his years. Why is that? So the Gemara explains, Dilma Asi Ani B'Yavli, because maybe since he's going to be during his meal for such a long time, maybe during that time a poor person will come and he'll give him from the food on his table. That's why it's a merit for a person to have a Riches Yam, again, because it's an opening to be able to give tzedakah and to give food and to do Hachnas Arichim for a poor person that's coming and knocking on the door. Because the Gemara brings that the person's table is his kapara. The Chassidus says in the Pasuk, HaMizbeach eats Shalish Amos Gavoy. It says that the Mizbeach, the altar, was made out of wood, 3 amos high. Uchsevin, it says in the Pasuk, V'yidab Re'alai, and Hashem said to me, Zeh HaShulchan HaShul Lefnei Hashem, that this is the table in front of Hashem. Question is, the Mizbeach and the Shulchan were two different, so to speak, kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuch b'mizbeach, b'sayim b'shulchan, it opens and starts when it's talking about the altar, and it ends with the table that's in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Loza, Dem Tavayu, they explain as follows. Kolz man shebeis hamikdash kayim mizbeach mechapal Yisrael. As long as the Beis HaMikdash was still around, so the altar was mechaper, it was the forgiveness, the atonement for Klal Yisrael, that is, that's where the food was all brought there and sacrificed. Now a person's table, where that's where he brings his food now, it's so to speak, that's where he brings his kabbanas, that's what atones on the person. That's, as we mentioned, how does it atone for the person? Because a person is going to have aniyim that are coming in during the meal, and they'll give it from it, so to speak, that's his, so to speak, his sacrifice, his mesiris nefesh, giving his food to a poor person, that will be his kapar. And that's why a person's table is called the mizbeach. The third item Rabbi Yehuda said was v'hamarach bebeis hakisei, that someone that's lengthy in the bathroom, in the laboratory, that's healthy for the person. So the Gemara asks, mal yusahu, is that really a benefit? Is that good for a person? But v'hatanya, we learn the braisa, asar dvar mevinas adam l'dei tachtonis. There are 10 things that can cause a person to have hemorrhoids. And they are, ha'oichel alikon, if someone eats the leaves of reeds, v'ali gefanim, or the leaves of a grapevine, for the lovey gefanim, or the shoots from a grapevine, umerige behemo, or the ridged parts of an animal, that is any part of the animal that's not smooth, rather it's like ridged and it's not smooth like the palate, the tongue, the inside, the internal stomach, or the base hakosis. There's different parts of the animal that are ridged. That's included in the things that cause a person to have hemorrhoids. The shidrishal dog and the spine of a fish, the dag maliach shein mavusha kotzark, and the salted fish that wasn't fully cooked. And someone drinks the lees of wine, those are like the sediments, the hard parts of the wine. Someone that wipes himself in the bathroom with lime, or with shards of pottery. And the 10th item is someone that wipes himself with the same rock that his friend had used to wipe himself. That can cause, again, the dried up excrement. All these things can cause a person to have hemorrhoids. But yes, some say, also, someone that suspends himself in the bathroom more than is necessary. He's sitting on his, so to speak, his knees, because that so to speak, that causes his cavities to open up more than necessary. So you see that sitting in the bathroom too long is not good for a person. So the Gemara says, like Kastrohod, and similar to the answer we gave in the previous Gemara regarding tefillah, the Hodemarach Vitali, that we have to medayik in the Lashon that it was said, there's only if he spends a long time in the bathroom and he suspends himself. That's not good because, again, the way he's crouching, he doesn't want to sit on the seat because it's dirty, whatever it is. So that is unhealthy because that's, so to speak, forcing the cavity open too much. That's unhealthy. But this is that he spends a long time and he's not suspending himself. He's sitting down. Therefore, he's not, so to speak, putting pressure on the cavity. And therefore, that's not going to be dangerous for the person. Rather, that's going to be better because the longer one spends there, it helps him relieve himself from the waste that he has inside his stomach with all the toxins and all the unhealthy things. As the Gemara says, Kihod Amrli, Hahi Matranisa Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Now, I'll show you that, so to speak, spending a lot of time in the bathroom is healthier for a person, at least physically. And that is, there was this Roman noblewoman that said to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Penecha daim in lemegadli chazirim ulemalve beribis. Your face shines. It looks like those that are have stock of swine and those that lend with interest. And that is, it seems like that you're making a lot of money very easily. And that's why you're so happy with your portion. That's why your face is shining, because these two professions, they don't have to do much. It's a very easy thing, because swine, they don't have to feed them anything. They go roll around the mud and they eat anything. And someone that lends with interest, he doesn't have to do anything. His money's making money for him. So Allah himnus, he says, believe me, which is a way of saying an oath. In other words, trust me that these two things are forbidden for Jews to do. We can't grow swine and we can't lend with interest. Rather, that 24 lavatories on the road from my where I stay to the Beis Medrash where I learn. When I'm going, I check myself in all the 24 bathrooms. In other words, I go and I try to see if I can go. And that is why that's healthy for the person that, again, as we mentioned, spending a lot of time in the bathroom is if it's at least to check, in other words, not just to spend idle time there, but to, so to speak, relieve oneself from one's waste, that's healthy. So again, that was the statement of Rabbi Yehuda. All these three different things of spending time in tefillah was only if you don't contemplate it. Spending a long time at the table is good. That's because if you'll give food to the poor people. And spending a long time in the lavatory was only if you don't suspend yourself. And those are the criteria that's necessary to have arichas yamim if one is lengthy in his tefillah and the time he spends on this table and in the lavatory. Another statement from Rabbi Yehuda, again in a numerical fashion. Vam Rabbi Yehuda, shloisha dvar mekatzin yamav v'shnoisav shaladim. There are three things that shorten the days and the years of a person. What are they? Mishanoisin leisevet Torah likoreis v'nekoreiv. If they give him an opportunity to have an aliyah, to read from the Torah, and he doesn't read, doesn't, so to speak, honor the Torah. Second one is kishal brach levarach v'nevarach. They give him the opportunity to have birchas amazon, to make a bracha, or to have, so to speak, by a chuppah, he has to make a kishal bracha, or by kiddush and abdol, and he doesn't make the bracha. And the third one is v'hamanik atzmei b'rabbanon, so he conducts himself with authority over other people. They shorten a person's life. So the Gemara says, save a Torah likris v'nekar. How do we know that if they give him an opportunity to read from the Torah and he doesn't, that that's going to shorten a person's life? The Chesed says in the Pasuk, ki hi chayecha v'orichim echa, because it says, it is your life and it lengthens your days. So obviously, that's you only have lengthy days if you have Torah. If you do the opposite, you'll have a shorter life. The second one is, koishal bracha l'varach v'ein b'varach. They give him an opportunity to take the birchas hamazon and make the bracha of birchas hamazon over the cup of wine, and he doesn't, he refuses the opportunity. Because it says in the pasuk, "Va'avarcha mevarchecha," that I will bless those that will bless you, and the one who's benching birchas hamazon, he makes the bracha for the balabais, for the host, and he says the holy rotsa, and he says that Hashem should bench the balabais. So this person that refuses to make birchas hamazon, so he refuses to make the bracha to bench another yid. So that's the opposite again, as we said, Hashem is going to bless someone that blesses another Jew. This was said to Avraham Avinu. But if someone refuses to, so he'll have a shorter life because he won't have that bracha of having the bracha of Hashem benching him if he benches the balabais. And the third one is v'hamanik atzmei b'rabbanon. If someone conducts himself with authority, the Amar b'cham b'rachanina b'nei ma'am meis Yosef karem l'achav. Why is it that Yosef died earlier than all his brothers the rest of the Shvatim? As it says in the pasuk in Shema Yisalef, v'yomas Yosef v'chol echav. It says that Yosef died and all his brothers. They see first Yosef died, then all his brothers. And the reason is, they should hinting at my brabbanis, because he conducted himself with authority. In other words, he was the king. That itself caused a person to have his days shortened. Another statement from Rabbi Yehuda in a numerical fashion. There are three things that need mercy. In other words, a person has to always beseech mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should come, because they're only in Hashem's hand, and there's no permission for any of these things to come without, so to speak, direct permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they are Melech Tev, a good king, Shana Tev, a good year, V'chalam Tev, and a good dream. As the Gemara brings Melech Tev, a good king, Dichsev, as it says in the Pasuk, Palgi Mayim, like streams of water, Lev Melech B'yad Hashem, is the heart of a king and the hand of Hashem. In other words, Hashem, so to speak, directly orchestrates what, how and what the king should be. Shana Tev, a good year, Dichsev, as it says in the Pasuk, regarding the year, that constantly the eyes of Hashem, so to speak, are on the land from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. We see that a good year depends directly in Hashem's, in his how he handles the world. Chalom Tov, and a good dream, Tachsiva says in the Pasuk, Tachlimeini v'hechiyeni, that you made me dream and you made me live. So that we see that, so to speak, the dreams of a person are in Hashem's hands, if they should be good or bad. Again, these three things are directly involved in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you have to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, and there's nothing else you can do about it, any manipulations, because it's only up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, regarding what's only in the hands of Hashem, there are three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself announces, and they are the Elohein, Ra'av, a famine, B'seiva, and a year of plenty, Uparnas Tev, and a good leader. As the Gemara brings Rav, when there's a hunger, Dechsev, Ki Kara Hashem L'Rav, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to the hunger. So you see that Hashem himself calls out. Seiva, when there's plenty, Dechsev, Karasi El Adogon. Very basically, I said that I called out to the grain, and I made it more. So you see Hashem was calling out. And the third item, Paranis Tev, a good leader, Dechsev, as it says, V'yidaber Hashem El Moshe Lamer, that Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Re'e, you should see Karasi V'Shem B'Tzal, that I called out in the name, that B'Tzal, he should be the one. So to speak, lead the Klai Yisrael in the building of the Mishkan, that we see that a good leader, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, calls out. And these are the three items. Now the Gemara continues on this last idea that we mentioned regarding a leader. And we said that Moshe Rabbeinu was asked by Hashem to, so to speak, pick out the leader should be a Bitzal. That Amar Yitzchak, in Amidin Parnas al Tzibur, Ilam Kein Nimlochim Mitzibur. You're not allowed to appoint a leader onto the congregation, only if you consult with them first. Shenemad says in the pasuk, Hashem told Moshe, Ru'u, you should see, Kara Hashem b'shem Bitzal, that Hashem called out in the name of Bitzal. The word Ru'ah, to see, is mashma that you should give to your heart, and you should, like it says, you should sim einai, and you should put your eyes on it, you should look. In other words, is it something that you like? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, saying that you have to consult the people first. As the Gemara brings the whole story, Omla HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Moshe, hagun alecha Bitzal, Hashem asked Moshe, so to speak, that is Bitzal fitting for you to have the job as to be the leader to build the Mishkan? So I'm lawyer, b'nei shalayim. He said, master of the world. Im lefanecha hagun lefana lekoshkein. If in front of you he's fitting, in front of me shouldn't it be obvious? What do I know more than you? So I'm lawyer, Afal Pekin says, in spite of that, it doesn't make a difference. And then he said, leich emelem, go tell the Klai Yisrael. That, so to speak, are they willing to have him to be the leader? As the Gemara said, that you have to consult with them first. So halach v'amalem liYisrael. So he went and told Klai, so hagin aleichem Bitzal, is Bitzal fitting for you to be the leader to build the Mishkan? So amaloi, they said to Moshe, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulefanecha, and in front of you, who hagin, he's proper, lefanein l'koshin, isn't it obvious that we would agree to that? Still, we find that this is the source that one has to consult the people before they appoint a leader of them. So then the Gemara continues discussing Bitzal, that Amr B'Shmuel Ba'Nachmeinu Amr B'Yonison, Bitzalel Hashem Chachmas in Nikra. Why was it called Bitzal? That was because of his great wisdom. And that is, B'Shosh Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Moshe, Leich Emeloi L'Bitzal, he said, go tell Bitzal that Asili Mishkan Aron V'Kemon, to build for me a sanctuary, and the Ark, and all the different vessels that are there in the Mishkan. So Halach Moshe V'Hipach, Moshe went and he said it the other way around. V'Amaloi, and he told Bitzal, Asa Aron V'Kelim Mishkan, make an ark, vessels, and the sanctuary. So Amaloi, so Bitzal told him Moshe, he said, Moshe Bein, our teacher Moshe, Min Hagash Shalom, the custom of the world is, that Adam Bein Abayis, first a person builds a house, V'Achakach Machnas Atayachem, and then he brings in, so to speak, his furniture and all the different things into the house. V'Ata Oymer, Asa Li Aron V'Kelim Mishkan, but you tell me first, make the ark and the vessels. I'll have all these, so to speak, furniture, and then Mishkan, and then to build the sanctuary. Kalim Shani Ois Leich Nachnisim. Where am I going to put it in storage? Where am I keeping all the vessels I'm making if there's no Mishkan? So Bitzal told the Moshe, Shema Kach Amalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you: Asa Mishkan Ar Mekalim, that you should make first the sanctuary, then the ark, and then the vessels. So Amaloi, so Moshe Rabbeinu told the Bitzal, Shema Bitzel Kel Hoyisu Yidata. Maybe you were in the shadow of God, and that's how you know. How do you know? Were you there? In other words, obviously you have this Ruach HaKodesh, this great Chachma, that you knew really what really happened. So that's why it was called Bitzal, which is the word Bitzel Kel, in the shadow of God. The Gemara continues with the greatness of Bitzal. Amar Yehuda Marav, Yudeha Yibitzal, Letzarf Oisius, should never been Shemayim Varetz. Bitzal knew how to put together and to join the different letters that the heavens and earth were created with. And that is, he knew how to put together the different Tzirufi Isis, which are brought down in the Sefer Yetzirah, which are the words and the letters that the world was created with. And that is because he had to, so to speak, make a microcosm of the creation of the world in the Mishkan, because the Mishkan, as we know, is a microcosm of the world, and that's why the 39 Malachas in the Mishkan are the 39 Malachas that are Asar on Shabbos, because the Shabbos represents the creation of the world. So therefore, he had to have this great wisdom of Tziruv Yosef, of all the Kabbalah and all the understandings, the deeper mystical understandings, to put together the Mishkan. As the Gemara proves that he knew this, that it was the same wisdom of the creation of the world, because Ksiv Hachet says over here, V'yimali Oysa Ruach Elikim, B'chachma Uvizvun Abadah, says Hashem filled Bitzal with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. So those are the three things that Bitzal had. Ksiv Hachet says that by the creation of the world, Hashem B'chachma Yosar Arz, Hashem with wisdom He founded the earth, Koinin Shemayim Bitzvun, that He put the foundation of the heaven with understanding, Uch7, it says in the pasuk, "B'daitoi tohaimis nefko," that with his knowledge, the depths were cleaved. So we see that these three terms of chokhmah, tvun, and das are the terms that are used for the creation of the heaven, the earth, and the depths. That those are the three things that Bitzal had, and that is that he had, again, the wisdom of the oisius that Hashem used, so to speak, to create the world. So now the Gemara continues on this idea about who is the one that has this wisdom, this great chachma that we see, that we find by Bitzal. So, Amar B'Yechanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosein Chachma El Mi Sheyesh B'Chachma. Hashem doesn't give wisdom only to someone that already has wisdom. And that is, it says in the pasuk, Shenemar Yahav Chachmas L'Chakimin, that Hashem gives wisdom to the wise, U'mandah L'Yadei Bina, and He gives knowledge to those who know understanding. So, Shama Rav Tachlif B'Ma'arava, so he heard this statement, V'Amar Kamei D'Revo, and he said in front of Rebbe Vo. So Amalei, so Rebbe Vo said to him, Atun mehasa masnitula, you learned it from that source. Anan mehacha masnitula, we have it from a different source. As it says in the pasuk in Chumash, Tchsivu belev kol chachim lev nusadei chachma, that in the heart of all the wise of heart, I place chachma. And that is that we see that someone has to first be a chacham to get chachma. To which the Mefarshim will ask, if you have to be smart, how are you going to get smart in the first place? So I say, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, the beginning, the Reishis of Chachma, of real wisdom, is Yiras Hashem. It means that Chacham Lev, the wise of heart, is an emotion, is fear of God. That's the central point. I mean, Yir and Chachma, and then Hashem gives wisdom. But that's dependent on that you have to have a great Yerushalayim to get the wisdom. Now the Gemara continues, and it goes through to Amud Beis, a whole discussion about Chalom is about dreams. And that is because we mentioned before that a Chalom Toiv, a good dream, is dependent in directly from Hashem's hands. So Amar Rav Chisda, kol chalom v'loy tavas, any dream but not fasting. And that is, a person should have any dream, but he shouldn't have a dream where he sees himself in a fast, because that's not good for a person if he sees that. Another halacha of Amar Rav Chisda, v'Amar Rav Chisda, chelma d'loy mifshir, ki gar d'loy mikarya. A dream that was not interpreted is like a letter that wasn't read. In other words, it's not good or not bad, because as the Gemara is going to explain later, that all the dreams go and they follow after the interpretation. That is, however it's interpreted, that's how it's going to come true. So if it's never interpreted, it's like it was never read, and therefore it's not going to affect the person. Another statement by Rav Chisda, V'am Rav Chisda lechalma tava mekayim kule, v'lechalma bisha mekayim kule. A good dream is never fully fulfilled, and a bad dream is never fully fulfilled. Another statement with Rav Chisda regarding Chalayim is, Rav Chisda, Chalma Bisha Adif Mechalma Tava. A bad dream is better than a good dream. And that is because a bad dream is going to bring a person to do tshuva, he's going to be worried. And therefore, it's better than having a good dream. Vam Rav Chisda, and again Rav Chisda continues on this theme, Chalma Bisha Atzivuse Mistayeye. That a bad dream, his depression helps him. And that is, it's enough the sadness that he has from the dream, that he's worried about the dream, that so to speak, is mevatel v'chalim, it, so to speak, fulfills the portent that was coming, that bad's coming, was fulfilled with his depression over that bad dream. And similarly, chel matavo ched v'mistaye, that a good dream, his joy suffices. In other words, his rejoicing about such a good dream is already the fulfillment of the good that said is going to come from the dream. So a person's reaction to it is actually the fulfillment of good or bad. As the Gemara says, that Amrav Yosef Chelma Tava Afila L'Didi, that a good dream, even for me, and he was blind, B'dichusei Mefakchelei, the joy that I have over the good dream is Mavatla. In other words, even though there's so much that I need that can be good, and he's blind, still that joy is already a fulfillment of the good dream, and he doesn't get anything more than that. V'Amrav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, that he continues on this theme, Chelma Bisha Kosha Minagda, a bad dream is worse than lashes. And that is because it's so harsh on the person's body, more than lashes, because he's so worried it affects his whole body. That fear that he lives in it's worse than lashes. Shneimer, as it says in the pasuk, Voelikim asa shiyirim lofanim. Hashem made it that they should fear him. And that is, that's, as the Gemara says, V'amir Abba Bachano, Amir Birchon, Zech Olam Ra. That's a bad dream, because a person is going to fear Hashem. He'll be so afraid that he'll do tshuva throughout, and he'll be humbled in front of Hashem. That's, as we said, that it's more potent than lashes that'll make a person to do tshuva. In this same theme about chaloimis, the Gemara brings a pasuk that says, The prophet that has with him a dream, he will tell over the dream. And the one that has my words given over to him, he will speak the words of truth. How can one compare the chaff to the wheat? That's what Hashem says. So the Gemara wonders, what is that ending of the pasuk? What does wheat and straw have to do with a dream? The whole first half of the pasuk is talking about a dream and nevuah, and the last part talks about how can you compare the chaff and the wheat? What does that have to do with dreams? It's coming to teach you the following lesson. Just like you can't have wheat without chaff, that it comes with straw surrounding the kernel. So too, it's not possible to have a dream without things that are dvarim b'tam, that have no significance, which is the concept of tevin, that the straw has no significance. So too, a dream has many things that are not true and they're not going to be fulfilled. As the Gemara says, Amr Brachia, Chaloim, Avapisha Mikzasim Miskayim, Kulayim Miskayim, that a dream, even if some of it will come true, all of it will not come true. There will be some dvarim b'tam, as we find that although there's a wheat kernel, but it's going to have a lot of straw also. To which Gemara asked Minolim, where do we know this concept? From Yosef at Tzadik, as the pasuk says, he was referring to his dream. And then the sun and the moon and all the stars that came and bowed down from me. This is what he said by his dreams. I continue on to Amud Beis. Bahi Shaita. And at that time when he had the dream, his mother wasn't around anymore. And the moon was obviously a representation of his mother, as we know that the sun is a reference to the husband, and the moon is a reference to the wife, because the wife reflects all the different things that the husband is supposed to see in himself, and the children are the stars. So he was referring to his mother as the moon, and that can't be because his mother wasn't around. So obviously there's some dvar b'talem, even the dream that came true, as we know, that Yosef HaTzadik's dream ended up coming true, that he ended up ruling over, and his father and his brothers came to bow down to him. And moreover, from that incident of Yosef, the Gemara says that Amram Levi, lo'olam yitzapa adam l'chalim toiv at chav peishan, the person should always anticipate the fulfillment of a good dream up until 22 years that it will be fulfilled. Minol HaMiyaisa, we know this from Yosef HaTzadik. That is his, all these prostrations and these bowing downs that he said that will be with his father and his brothers, it didn't happen until 22 years later when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, that there was already a hunger for 2 years. As it says, Kizesh Nesayim Merav, as the Gemara proves, the Chsiv Elotildis Yaakov says these were the children of Yaakov. Yosef ben Shva Esri Shana, Yosef was 17 years old. So that's the year that he got sold down to Mitzrayim. Uchsev Yosef ben Shleishim Shana ba'amdil v'nei Parai, that says Yosef was 30 when he was standing in front of the Parai. So that he dreamed when he was 17, and then he stood in front of the Parai when he was 30. So min shivstri atlasin kamahava atlasrei. So from 17 to 30, how many years is that? That's 13. And then v'shev de siva v'tarte dechav. And then you add on the 7 years of the fat years that they had the years of the plenty. Because that was what they had in Mitzrayim, that 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. And then there was only Tarti Dechafna, only 2 years of hunger. And then Yaakov came down at that time, and then the hunger stopped. That's when they came down and they bowed down to Yosef. Hachav Beis, that was 22 years from when he dreamed till the fulfillment of that dream happened. So you see that if a person has a good dream, who knows? You should anticipate at least up till 22 years, as we see from Yosef. The Gemara continues on this theme of Chaloim, is that Amrav Huna lo Adam Toiv, Ein Maran loy Chaloim Toiv. Rav Huna says that for a good person, they don't show him a good dream. And that is because they want him to worry and not to sin, and that his, so to speak, his depression, his sadness should be a kaparafim. Versus a bad person, they don't show him a bad dream. And that is so he should be happy and rejoicing, and that he should eat up his whole world of the world to come here in this world, and he won't have anything over there. Tanya Mahachi, similarly we learned in the Braisa that Kol Shnoisiv Shel David, Leiroa Chalim Toiv. All the years of David, he never had a good dream. And all the years of Achatevel, who was a Rasha, he never saw a bad dream. To which Gemara asks, is that true? But it says in the Pasuk, that it won't befall you any evil. Rav Chizda, Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, to explain that Pasuk, that it will not disturb you, not bad dreams, and not bad thoughts. And the pasuk continues that a plague will not come close to your tent. What does that mean? That you won't find your wife as a suffix need, that maybe she has the menstrual blood, maybe not. You're not sure about the halacha, which is worse than knowing for sure that she is, because you just came back and it's not sure and it's uncomfortable. So when you come back from the road, those things won't happen to a tzaddik. So the question is, how could Rav Huna say that for a good person, they show him a bad dream, if we find that it says in the pasuk that that for a tzaddik will not befall this bad, that he won't have bad dreams? So the Gemara says, Eli ihu lechazi le, he himself, David HaMelech, did not see a bad dream. As the pasuk says that leisuna lecharab, a tzaddik will not have bad dreams. But someone else saw the bad dream that will happen to David. So the Gemara asks, so b'chilei chazi ihu, so if David HaMelech himself did not see mal yusahi, is that a maila, is that a benefit? In other words, even since they didn't show him any bad dreams, as the pasuk says that they're not going to be mavel him, they're not going to, so to speak, torment him with bad dreams if he's a tzaddik. And he definitely did not see a good dream, because we learned that all the days of David HaMelech, he never saw a good dream. So that means he never dreamt at all. He didn't have a good or a bad dream. But Reb Zeira had taught us that kolalon sheba yamin b'loy chaloyim nikara, whoever sleeps 7 days without any dreams, he's called bad. Shanim, as the pasuk says, v'saveya yolin bal yipokid ra, that he will sleep sated, all satisfied, and he won't be visited with evil. And the way he learned the pasuk as a drush is altiki saveya elasheva. Don't read it that it's that he'll go to sleep sated, but rather seven. That is, if he sleeps sheva yolin, if he sleeps 7 days v'lo yipokid, and he won't be visited with any dreams. Then in other words, in Shemaim, they're not communicating with him. So then he's, as the pasuk ends, ra, he's evil and they hate him, and that's why they're not showing him anything. They're not communicating with him. They don't care about him anymore. As we know that the one that you hate the most is not the one that you scream at. It's the one that you say, forget about it, I have no interest in you. So if David HaMelech didn't have a good dream because they don't want the tzaddik to have a good dream to be confident, and he didn't have a bad dream because that's the pasuk that says he won't be tormented with it, so he didn't dream at all, but that's bad. So the Gemara says, Hilchagama, this is what we said. The chaza v'lo yada my chaza. He did see a dream. He had dreams. But he doesn't remember. He didn't know what he saw. And that is, a good person, they show him a good dream. But by the time he wakes up, he forgets. And therefore, he doesn't rejoice over the good dream because he doesn't remember what it was. But he is communicated and he knows that they're speaking to him. He just won't have the joy. And therefore, he'll continue on his ways of tzidkis so that he'll be sure that, as it says in the pasuk, Ash od mefachetoma, he'll be worried about sins and he'll continue on to his righteous ways. The Gemara continues on this halacha of chaloimis. Amr Rav Huna bar Ami, Amr Pedas, Amr B'yechanan, haroi chaloim v'nafshe aguma. If someone sees a dream and his heart is, so to speak, tormented because he's worried about the dream, yilach v'yiftiren b'fnesh leish, he should go and interpret it in front of three people. So the Gemara says, yiftiren, he should interpret it? But that's almost worse. As we said on the Menav, the Rav Chizda had a dream that wasn't interpreted as like a letter that wasn't read, and therefore that's better. Why would you interpret it? Then you're going to have the actual bad thing come true. Ela'ema, rather, what we said is that yativen b'fnei shleisha. You should remedy it, you should have it fixed in front of three people, which is to say the what's called the v'hatavas chaloyim, which is to remedy the dream, which works as follows. If a person has a bad dream, lazy tlasa, he should bring three people. The lemelu, and he should tell them, chelma tavachaz, I saw a good dream. The lemelu hanach, and these three people tell him as follows: tavahu, it's good. For tavalahava, and it will be good. Rachmona l'shavi l'tav, Hashem should make it good. Shva zimnun ligzro lach mit shemayi l'havet tava v'hei tava, and 7 times they should decree from you on from on high and from heaven that it should be good and it will be good. That's one version of what it is that they said. That was the incantation that what they would whisper after the person said it. Some say that the way you should read the Gemara, as Tosis brings, is that 7 times they have to say Chalma Tova Chazoi, that he should say this 7 times that I saw a good dream, I saw a good dream, I saw good dreams, and that's what they answer after him 7 times. And it doesn't mean that they should say those words 7 times. That's part of what they should do. But Tosis says that the Re was only ruggled to say 3 times. He didn't repeat it 7 times, he only said it 3 times, and that's how the minig of Hatavas Chaloyim is regarding when a person has a bad dream. So the Gemara continues that what else should they do by this Hatavas Chaloyim to remedy the bad dream? V'leimru gimel hafuches that they should say three psukim of transformations, of taking something bad to good, three psukim of redemption, to redeem this person from the bad to good, and three psukim of peace. And what are these nine psukim? Shalash hafuchish, three psukim of transformation is hafachta mispedi lemochayli, that you transform my lament into a dance for me. Pesachta saki vatazreni simcha, that you opened up my sackcloth and you girded me with gladness. That's one pasuk. Second pasuk of transformation is az tismach besulo v'machel, then the maiden will rejoice with dance. Uvachur merzakenim yachtav, and the young and the old together. Vafachti evel masasin begayman, I will transform their mourning into rejoicing. That's the second pasuk of transformation. And the third pasuk is Lo yava Hashem lekecha l'shmoyel Bilam, that Hashem was unwilling to listen to Bilam at that time when he was trying to curse Klai. So v'yahafach, and to the contrary, he transformed his curse into a blessing. Those are the three psukim of transformation. Shalish peduyas, the three psukim of redemption. The chesed says in the pasuk pada b'sholim nafshi, he redeemed my soul with peace. Mikrav li v'gomer, from battles, and that is a pasuk of redemption. Second pasuk is Feduye Hashem Yeshuvim Megayim, that those of Hashem that He redeems will return. A third pasuk is Vayomer Ha'am El Shaul, the nation said to Shaul, Hayonis and Yames Asher Asa Yeshu, will Yohanes and your son die, that he's the one that made the salvation. At the end of that pasuk, it says Tiftu, that it says that the nation redeemed Yohanes and that they saved him. So there it says the concept of pidyon. Shalosh Shleimus, the three psukim that refer to peace. The Chsivat says in the pasuk, "Boirei nivs v'sayim, did I create the speech of the lips? Shalom, shalom, l'rachig v'lakarv, peace there should be for those who are far and those who are close. Amar Hashem, or Ephesim, that's what Hashem says, and I shall hear them." Second pasuk of peace is, "Beruach lovshes amosai, that there was a spirit that clothed itself on amosai." And the end of that pasuk speaks about, "Shalom, shalom, l'cho, v'shalom, l'izrech," it talks about making peace. And the third pasuk is Vamartim, and they will say, Koy l'choy, such is for the living. Va'atim shalom uveischa shalom, that for you will be peace, and for your house will be peace. Again, these are the nine psukim, three psukim of transformation, and three psukim of redemption, and three psukim of peace, that they should say, so to speak, to return his bad dream and put it into a good dream. That's part of the Hatavas Chalayim. Now the Gemara continues on this, these halachas of Chalayimus. Amemar Mazutra Vavashi, Havayasu Vahadiyadu, there was three Amarim that were sitting amongst each other. Amar Kalchad Vachad Minan, Lema Milsa Delay Shamir Lil Chavri. So they said, let each one of us say a halacha that no one else of our friends had heard. So Pasachad Minayiva Amar, so one of them opened the conversation. He said, Haiman the Chaza Chelma, Vlo Yoda my Chaza. If someone saw a dream and he doesn't know what he saw, Lekum Kame Kahana Be'idna de Parsi Yedayu, let him stand up in front of the Kahanim when they're stretching out their hands, which is during the time of Birchas Kohanim. V'lei Mahachi, and let him say as follows, which is the Nusach that we say by Nesias Kapayim, which in Galus is in outside of Eretz Yisrael, that they do only on Yom Tovim. We say the following Nusach between the different brachas of Birchas Kohanim. Rebbein Shalom, Master of the World, Ani Shalach V'chalamayse Shalach, I am yours, my dreams are yours. And as we said on Omen Aleph, the dreams are Hashem's because Hashem is directly involved in the person's dreams. Chalem chalamti ve'eni de'amahu. I dreamt a dream and I don't know what it is. Ben shechalamti ani la'atzmi, whether I dreamt for me for myself, or ben shecholmali chaver, whether my friends dreamt for me, or ben shechalamti alachem, whether I dreamt about others. Im toivim heim chazkim ve'amtzim kechalamisav shel Yosef. If they're good dreams, strengthen them and let them be powerful like the dreams of Yosef, which were good dreams, and they were fulfilled. V'im tzrichim refuah, if they need to be healed, the dreams. Refuam k'mei mora al-dei Moshe Rabbeinu, so then heal them, just like the waters of Mara were through Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was able to sweeten them. Uchamir mitzirata, and that you healed Miriam from her tzaras, from her affliction. Uki chizkiyo mecholyo, like he healed chizkiyo from his sickness. Uchamei rich al-dei Elisha, and like the waters of Jericho through Elisha. Ukashem shafachtas killas bilmarash levracha, and just like you transformed, you turned upside down the curse of Bilam, Harasha, into a blessing. Can't hafach kol chalmoise laila teva, so too you should turn all my dreams into good. Umesayim b'hadikane, and he should conclude this tefillah together with the kanan when they finish reciting shalom. The ani tzibur amen, when the congregation is going to answer amen, that it should also go on his own tefillah. However, Eli, but if not, and that is, if let's say he finished before the Kahanim finished the word Shalom, so he still has some time, or as the Gersa of the Goyin is, which is our minig, that is when the Kahanim turn their face around, when they finish Birkas Kahanim, and now the Shlech Tzibbes continue on to Sim Shalom, then Lemahachi, you should say the following thing, which is our minig, that we say this following tefillah after Birkas Kahanim, Adabamor, the one who's mighty on high, Sheikhim Gvu, who dwells in power, Ata Shalom v'Shimcha Shalom, you are peace and your name is peace. May it be the will in front of you, that you place peace upon us. So that was what one of the Amiram, one of the Talmid Chacham had said. Pasach Idach, the other one opened. And he said the following halacha. If someone goes into a city and he's afraid from an ayin hara, let him take the thumb of his right hand and put it into his left hand. The zakfa the yad the smale, and let him take the thumb of his right of his left hand, be yad the mina, and put it inserted into his right hand. Vilei mahachi, and now with his thumbs like this into the other ones, let him say the following tefillah. Ano ploini bar ploini mezar the Yosef kasina. Me, the son of whoever it is, ploini bar ploini, I am from the descendants of Yosef. The leshalta ba'ein abisha, that the ayin hara, the evil eye, has no ruling over us. Shneimer, as it says in the pasuk regarding Yosef, ben poris Yosef, a charming son is Yosef, ben poris aliyin, he's a charming son to the eye, begoimer. So the drush is al tikri aliyin, don't read it that he's charming to the eye, elo oiliyin, rather that he's a charming son that rises above the eye, and that is the children of Yosef, they rule over the eye, and the eye does not rule over them. And that is how we see that there's no ayin hara on the children of Yosef. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Mahach, he brings a different pasuk to show this. This was the pasuk that Yaakov was giving the bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, who are the children of Yosef, that he said, "V'yidgu l'rayv bekev arutz," let them multiply to the many amongst the land. So the word v'yidgu, the multiplying, is from the word dag, or fish, and they multiply. So, but the deeper meaning is that madogim shebeyam, just like the fish of the sea. The water covers over them, and the evil eye has no ruling over them because it doesn't see them. So to the children of Yosef, the evil eye has no rule over them, and that's why the iron heart will not affect them. However, but if he's concerned about his own iron heart, that was from other people looking at him and, so to speak, having, so to speak, an iron heart, and what's with his own iron heart? So then, let him look at the surface of his left nostril, and that will remove his own iron heart. Then the third one got up, Pasach Idach, the other one opened up, V'omar, and he said the following halacha. Hayman de Cholish, if there's someone that's not feeling well, so what he should do as follows. Yemekam alay ligli. The first thing, he should not reveal to anyone that is not feeling well. Kihicha de lilisri mazle, that his mazel, his, so to speak, his spiritual flow from heaven should not get worse. And that is because if people hear about it, it'll make it more, so to speak, less direct intervention of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it'll be something that'll have to work in the gather of Teva. So let no one should know that you're not feeling well. However, Mekam ve'elach ligli, but from the second day on, then you should reveal to others that you're not feeling well. Ki hod de Rava, ki havachol, just like what Rava used to do when he wasn't feeling well. That is, yeh mekam aloy lemegali. The first day, he wouldn't tell anyone, so to speak, that maybe he'll have direct siyata d'shmaya, that he'll feel better. But from then on, when he saw he wasn't getting better, he would tell his attendant, "Puk Archers, go and announce, Rav Chalasha, Rav is not feeling well." And why did he do this? Whoever has Rachmanis, whoever is my friend, so then he'll ask, he'll beseech Hashem to have Rachmanis, as we know that everyone is affected by their environment. The person who will be sad because of Rav won't get it undeservedly, and therefore Hashem doesn't want that person to be sad, so Rav will get better. Whoever hates me, let him rejoice over me. And that is because of that, Hashem will take away the anger from on me. As it says, Uchsiva says in the Pasuk, Bin foloy vecha al tismach. When your enemy falls, don't rejoice. Ubekashlu, when he stumbles, al yogi lebecha, let not your heart rejoice. Penyira Hashem, v'rabbeinu, maybe Hashem is going to see it's going to be bad in his eyes. V'heishim me'lavapa, and then he's going to remove from that person his anger. And that's what Rabbi said, well, either way, the ones who like me will daven for me, the ones who hate me will rejoice, and that will remove the anger from upon me. Either way, it's a win-win situation. Then the Gemara continues with Chaloimis, that Shmuel ki have a chazi chel mabisha, when Shmuel would have a bad dream, Amah, he would say, V'chaloimis ha-shavi daberu, that the dreams, they speak lies, it's nothing. Ki have a chazi chel matav, when he saw a good dream, he would say, "Do you think that the dreams are lies? V'haksiv, but it says in the pasuk, "Bechaleim adaberboy." There were dreams. I will speak to him. That Hashem says that's my channel of speaking to people. That it is true. So then he would say that the good dream was true. So either way, he would use the, so to speak, the psukim as a way to help himself. Whether for bad dreams, he said that's nothing. For good dreams, he said, of course, Hashem is speaking to me. Rav opposed this as a contradiction. Says Ksiv Bachalim Adaba, by the one pasuk says that with dreams I will speak to him, that it's coming from Hashem. Ksiv Bachalim Sashavi Deber. Another pasuk says that the dreams, oh, they're saying lies. So is it Hashem or is it lies? Like Kasha, it depends. Kani de Malach, Kani de Shed. A dream that comes through Malachim, they are, the word Malach actually means a messenger. They are messengers from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to communicate to the person. When it comes through shade, through demons who have some type of a dominion over the person, as we know, the night is split into three different parts, and different parts have different skulais. The malach are towards the morning. Those are true. The shadim have, when it's the middle of the midnight, when the malach amavis is the klav matzayikim, that's when the shadim have power. In the beginning of the night is the time when the person's thoughts are affected. These are three different times of dreams, which the Maharsha speaks about in the beginning of this Masechta, which are the three mishmarias that the night is split into. So there's the malach towards the morning, the shadim in the middle part of the night, and the beginning part of the night are from the thoughts that a person was thinking, as the Gemara is going to bring later. So it depends. If it's a dream through a malach, that is true, and that's Hashem communicating, versus what comes through demons, when they have their, so to speak, dominion over the night, in midnight, that's not a true dream. Those are all lies. So Amr Bizna Bar Zivda, Amr Akiva, Amr Panda, Amr Nachem, Amr Bir, Mishum Zaken Echad. This was a long Messiah of this tradition. Numanli, who is this Zaken Echad that it was being said over? That's Rabbana. Esrim Vaba, Paisir Chaloim is Hoyu Yerushalayim. There were 24 interpreters of dreams, dream interpreters that were in Yerushalayim. And Pamachas Chalamti Chaloim, Vahalachti Itzel Kulam. One time I dreamt a dream, and I went to all of them to have my dream interpreted. Umashapos Lize, Lepos Lize. What one interpreted, the other one didn't interpret. But Vakulam Niskaimabi, and all their interpretations came true to me. Lakai Mashinema, this was to fulfill what the Pasuk says, that Kalachaloim is Holchamacharpeh, that all the dreams follow after the mouth. In other words, how it's interpreted, that's how the dream is going to happen. To which the Gemara asked, Atu Kalachaloim is Holchamacharpeh Krohu? What do you mean, Lakai Mashinema, to fulfill what it says in the Pasuk? Is this concept, this maxim, that all the dreams follow after the mouth, that's a pasuk? So the Gemara says, "In yes, it's a pasuk." Okay, Rebbe Loza, as Rebbe Loza says, "Dam Rebbe Loza, minayin shekal chaloyim is orchan achapeh." How do you know that all the dreams follow after the mouth, how it's interpreted? Shneimah, it says over there in the pasuk by Yosef, with the sar oifim, the sar mashkim, with the one that gave the cups to Pari and the one that baked his bread, it says, "Vayikash pasul on the kain hay." He told Pari, "Oh, like Yosef interpreted for us, that's how it was." And that is that we see that the interpretation is what defines it. So Amar Rava, but Rava says it depends. It's only v'hud mefashalim ein chelm. It's only if you interpret it similar, like a sampling of how the dream was. Shenema, as it says in the pasuk, ish kechaloyim apaser. As he says, every man like his dream, he interpreted. In other words, it had similarities. You can't just say anything, and that should be the interpretation. It has to have, so to speak, following the theme of the dream. So the Gemara continues with those psukim over there that it says that the Sara Oifim, the Sara Mashkim, that the dream that Yosef had, that the dreams that they had that Yosef interpreted, says Vayar Sara Oifim, that the one that was the baked the breads, the leader of the bakery for Pari, he saw that, oh, what Yosef said was true, and therefore he went and said his own dream. To which the good question is, Meno Yada, how did he know? So how does he know that he interpreted the dream of the one that had the cup beer for Pari was true? So Amr Balaza Milamich kol echad ve'echad hero chaloymai upisn chaloymai shel chaver. This comes to teach you that each one of those two princes, those the ministers of the cups and of the bakery, that each one was shown his own dream and the interpretation of his friend's dream. And therefore, when he heard his friend's interpretation, he said, "Oh, I know that's correct because I dreamt that." And each one knew the other one's interpretation. So therefore, he went and then he said his dream, and then he got the news that he was going to get hung. So Amar B'Yechanan, Hishkim b'nafalei pasuk l'teich piv. If someone gets up in the morning and the pasuk just falls in his mouth, in other words, he wakes up with this pasuk on his lips, harizu nevu katan is like a minor prophecy. As we mentioned before, that from the Maharsha, that is, the night is put into three different parts. The morning part is the time of when it's coming through a malach. That's like from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like a minor prophecy. As the Gemara said, V'amar B'yechanan, Gimel Chaloyim is Miskarim. There are three dreams that come true. Chaloyim Shal Shachris, a dream in the morning. As we mentioned again, that's the truth. That's from the time of malach. V'chaloyim Shacholim L'chaveir, or a dream that his friend dreamt of him. And V'chaloyim Shanifta B'toy Chaloyim, a dream that was interpreted in the dream itself, which it gave the interpretation of the dream. And some say, fourth dream that will come true is if it's a dream that was repeated itself. It says over there by Parai, that the dream was repeated again, and that was a siman that it's going to come true. So the Gemara continues, that they don't show to a person in his dreams only from the thoughts of his heart. In other words, what he thought about during the day, that's as the Maharsha says, that the first part of the night, the first third, is what a person was thinking about the whole day. That's what he thinks about as when he's going to sleep. That's that a person only dreams about what he was thinking about during that day. Shnemad says in the Pasuk, Anan Malka, you the king, Rayoncha Amishkavcha sleepu, that it came to you while you were laying on your bed. So he uses the word rayoncha, which is the word of machshava, of thoughts, that he says that he was hinting to him that your dream, whatever it was due to the thoughts that you had during the day, and that's why you dreamt it. Or you could say mehocha from here, which were the psukim in that following there, where he alluded to it again, that the thoughts of your heart, you know. In other words, he was basically, although he was referring to his dream, he was alluding to it by saying that it's your thoughts, it's the things that you thought about during the day. So Amar Rava, Teda, Rava says, you should know that this is exactly the case, that what a person dreams about is only from, so to speak, a manifestation of what he thinks about during the day, because it's never shown to a person in his dream, not a golden palm tree, and you never have an elephant entering the eye of a needle. And that is because that's something that a person is not accustomed to seeing. He never thought about ever. So you don't have those type of weird dreams that beyond the capacity of what the human experience is. Because again, dreams only come from the thoughts of a person. And those are what is shown to the person based on what he thought about during the day. And that's, again, the three different parts of the dreams. The first third being what a person thought about. The middle is from the dominion of the Shadim. And the third part is the Malach. And that's the truth, which comes out through the direct communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and possibly even if a person wakes up with a pasuk on the lips, that's like a minor, a nevuah katana.